Blog Talk Radio.
Young Castro from the Outlaw. It's your boy Al Capone.
What's that? And this bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, this your boy Uncle Luke.
What up, y'all? This is Eshawn.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy C Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now. You heard me? Keep it true.
The world know. Tragedy bring forth strength.
For sure
we dedicate this to my nigga Fat Pat.
My nigga Ty.
Top's gonna drop and trunk's gonna pop.
Forever.
Hold up, just won't stop. Forever in a day, baby.
Let's do it, man. We're banging. This is the first ball, right?
South side for life. Rest in peace, my nigga.
Here we come. Breaking these boys, man.
Fuck the flex, south side by the flex. You've been hit with the hex.
strength up on my chest, because I really can't afford. I'm like a knight with a sword, trying to protect the billboard. A cuss a hard-headed mafia, that's my organized game. But when I want to be on the creek, I got to be 10 bangs, 10 bangs.
Roll with bang.
Welcome to episode 131 of the Murder Master Music Show. Let me bring out my co-host. This is Prez, my co-host, Mac J. How you doing, Mac J?
What up with it, Prez?
Man, I'm high as fuck, and I'm listening to that Bang and Ten. I'm telling you, that is one of my favorite songs. That shit, I could play that shit any time of the day. I was just going to fade it in, not play the whole song. But, man, when you press play in that motherfucker, you got to let it ride out.
You got to let that motherfucker ride.
Yeah, definitely. And I had the chance to review this. You know, I brought it to Murder Dog's attention. I already had the album. And it was about 6-7 months after it came out. I told Black Dog, I was like, man, you got to let me review this fucking CD. I've been listening to these dudes since fucking 93, 94, whatever, 92. This CD is solid. It needs to be in the magazine. You let me do it. So shout out to the Murder Dog magazine. Let's bring on 20 to life right now. I think we got Black and Killaho. Man, how you guys
What's
doing?
What's happening? Man, we good, man. Just hanging in there. What's good with you, Brad?
Man, well, first and foremost, it's a huge honor to have you guys on the show. You guys put out classics. You were part of, at one point in time, Priority Records. Of course, you were down with Big Time
right.
Records, who put out UGK, Point Blank, DJ Screw, PSK 13. I'm just any of these youngsters that's calling in right now. I'm just trying to get them up to speed. You was also on Masterpiece Down South Hustlers,
right?
But
right.
Everybody knows, man, that people that were on there like Trey, even the Dayton family from Flint was on that motherfucker.
Yeah.
That thing went gold, of course, probably platinum by now.
Yes, sir.
Now here you are in 2014. The game is looking extra feminine. It's actually disgusting. There's no lyricism. There's no substance. You know what I'm saying? Where does 20 to Life fit in 2014? And
man,
are you guys going to come out with another album that's going to smack these young fuckers across the face?
Hey, man. It's like this here, man. We fit in. I don't even understand what's really happening right now, man. It's just really a bunch of garbage, a bunch of dumpster juice right now, man. You know what I'm saying? A bunch of skinny jeans and all that old punk shit, man. But, you know, you let them do what they do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, straight up. But, you know, you let them do what they do, man. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I just don't feel like, you know, they can fuck with me, period. You know, and I you know, I'm 20 years old and I don't feel like I can be fucked with it. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, the music game is just fucked up right now. It's all, it ain't got no substance no more.
Yeah, do you think it's going to get to a point where it comes full circle and it comes back to the substance?
Man, I really do, you know what I'm saying? I really hope it do, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, it's just what you do, what you listen to every day, man. You listen to, you know, what somebody got, what you're doing and all this shit here. And, you know, half the time, the young cats, man, they ain't told a brick. They ain't sold a pound of weed, you know what I'm saying? Keep talking about it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They ain't been in the trenches. They ain't been in the traps. They don't know nothing about no motherfucking trap, you know what I mean? But they so-called been now, you know, and say that shit, and it's just fraud shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I would hope that it would come back around, but because it ain't nothing but real shit out here, man. You know, it's just like motherfuckers are sitting in garbage cans on the side of motherfuckers' houses, man, waiting on you to come home, man. It's real shit out here. motherfuckers getting their heads, you know, saying peeled back every day. And motherfuckers ain't talking about that shit. They talking about this old fabricated ass shit every day.
Yeah, they're not talking about substance. Like when you put out an album, you're going to educate, just like K-Reno would. K-Reno's going to educate you. He's going to tell you, you know, the problems that are going on in the communities in America that are affecting the youth. You know, and all these guys that are trying to do in the mainstream, they're trying to feminize the male youth. They're trying to make them weak-minded. You know what I'm saying? So substance needs to be brought back into the game.
ASAP.
What do you guys? Yeah, ASAP, exactly. What do you guys got coming out? Are you guys working on an album? Or?
Man, we got 42 songs done right now. The process is the first installment of the mixtape is going to be the Time Served mixtape. You know what I'm saying? I sent you 3 songs from that. You know what I mean? So, you know, whenever you want to, you know, put it in the mix, it's already ready. It's looking to come out August the 1st. You know what I mean? That's the first installment, 15 songs. I mean, it's just raw. It ain't, you know, it just ain't none of this watered down ass shit no more, man. I can't even listen to the radio, period, because I can't, you know, I just can't listen to this shit. You know,
no.
And I'm not going to knock them. I mean, dude, you know, I ain't going to knock your hustle. I ain't going to never knock a hustler from getting his money. Man, get your money, baby. But it's the way you do it, the way you go about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, you trying to be like, you know, every Tom, Dick, and Ron, be original. I mean, if you're going to do anything, be original with it. I don't want to sound like Tom, Dick, and Harry. I want to sound like me. Everybody's sounds are just alike.
There was distinction, you know, especially in the 90s. You knew when you got a Houston record, you knew when you got a record out of Mississippi or out of Florida. You know, nowadays, you don't know where half these motherfuckers are from.
You
know?
You know?
And that's another thing I miss. You know?
I mean, it's like... When you got a record, especially a 20 life record, man, back in the gap. See, what I did is I was in the studio and we did live tracks. We wasn't doing this sampling shit, and we was coming in from an age where Run DMC, them, and all them was sampling records and making their beats like that and going into it. But we just took it. Us coming from Houston, we wasn't like nobody else because I did everything live. If you listen to all our music, our pre-recorded stuff, everything was live. Live guitars, live drums, live everything, live keys. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no sampling. It wasn't sampling shit. You know, we was just ahead of our time. You know what I'm saying? I just faced the fact just straight up. And, I mean, Big Time can attest to that. And anybody, you know, P loved me. He loved what the fuck we was doing and wanted us with No Limit.
How close were you guys to signing to No Limit?
Man, I'm talking maybe 50-50. We just, like I said, at the end of the day, we couldn't make the numbers add up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, Pete, my motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? That shit. We was down, we 100. We 100 a day just like we was back then.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still doing.
Like I said, I was making a bunch of independent money, so I mean, I couldn't see it, you know, at that time. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
And if I look at it, you know, maybe I would have, instead of selling 100,000 records, maybe I'd have sold 2 million records. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, if it's probably the money would probably been the same.
Yeah, and you
right. I was about to say, sometimes it's good to stay independent anyway, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you control your own destiny, you know?
You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I wasn't just rapping, I was running the company. So, you know what I'm saying? It just wasn't me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Me and Killer O, we was an entity. So, I mean, I did, you know what I'm saying? I went in the studio, we recorded all this shit, but at the end of the day, I still ran the company too. So, you know what I'm saying, I was the booking agent, I was the rapper, I was the, you know what I'm saying, the CEO, everything. And that's just what it was.
And you guys, you said you went to the Bay Area, you went up and down to the Bay Area. What was that like?
Man, that was it was strange, you know what I'm saying, but one thing I recognized that, you know, because we had never really been outside of Texas going that way, you know what I'm saying? And but once we got out there, you know, it's motherfuckers just like us. You know what I'm saying? Street niggas that's just like us doing the same shit we doing. So real gonna recognize real no matter where the fuck he is.
Yeah. Yeah, and you guys, you worked with a lot of people, too. You put out the Gulf Coast compilation. Who were some of the people that were on that compilation?
Man, I mean,
I know Born Twice was on there.
Born Twice, that's Nate. Hey, Born Twice, that's my nigga, man. Got Dandy, you got Lil Kiki. You got a lot of Houston artists. Me and Big Time Records came together in collaboration and put that out. You know what I'm saying? Because we saw that we needed a compilation that at the end of the day, he was dealing with priorities, so he really couldn't do everything he needed to do, and I was still independent. So, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, if we could help anybody, that's what we was trying to do. We was trying, like he was trying to put everybody on, we was trying to put everybody on. And Russ can attest to that with as far as UGK and Blank and PSK. Me and Russ executive produced PSK's first album.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, and Russ, when I was just out there, I knew I could rap, but I didn't know the game. You know what I'm saying? And Russ brought me up on this wing, showed me the game. And then after that, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, our first record was, you know, Infrared, Big Time. You know, basically inside looking out was Big Time Records. But then, like I said, it took me a year just to really grasp the game and understand how the game goes. And from then on, I spread out with Inmate and we ran out with it.
Right, that Gulf Coast was tight. Y'all had Big Mello and everybody on that motherfucker.
But like I said, and rest in peace, Mello. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, saying. You know, hey, man, look here, man, that's one of the, it's a lot of motherfuckers that don't get they just do, man, they credit, man, but Mello was a bad motherfucker, soulful. You know, he took the 70s and 80s, and, you know, that was just some soul shit that ain't happening no more. If you're going to do anything, man, Mello was a motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, shit, Gulf Coast was like, that was like my baby of compilations. Whoever I could help that wasn't at where I was at, I was trying to do that. If they had good music and they was really serious about doing this shit, I'm about that. You know what I'm saying? If you about getting out there making some money, going through the struggle, let's get out there and let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. What was your relationship like with DJ Screw, and when did you guys meet him?
Man, I met Screw. Oh, man. I had to be, man, it probably was 8 or 9 years before the 3 in the morning came out. You know what I'm saying? Me and DJ Screw birthday on the same day, July 20th. You know what I'm saying? So me and Screw party together all the time.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, shit. I mean, back in the great tape days, when it just wasn't it, when he was out there selling them motherfuckers out of his house before 3 in the morning. This is just straight up. You know, it's a lot of them that, you know, I mean, I'll knock these cats. You know what I'm saying? They do what they do. You know what I'm saying? They say they was SUC. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. But a lot of them wasn't SUC when Screw was alive. I ain't never claimed it. But I was fucking with Screw that stuff. We was cool. But I ain't never said, you know, 20 life SUC. That's my nigga. But I wasn't gonna piggyback off. I'm not going to piggyback off, you know, no bullshit that I know that, you know what I'm saying, I ain't got nothing to do with.
Right, it's like, you know, what's already known don't need to be told and shit, you know?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That
and
was on
I
some
say,
of the first Screw tapes.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And when I say SUC, I say Pat, I say ESG, I say, you know what I'm saying, Kiki, I say Pokey, you know what I'm saying? You know, Ro was there, Big Mo was there, you know what I'm saying? That was motherfucker Hawk, all them was there, man. You know, then it's like it's a whole bunch of new wave, you know what I'm saying, new wave dudes, and I don't know what the fuck they call that. I don't know what that is. But they SUC, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what that is, but shit, you know, after school passed, now you SUC, where the fuck you come from? You ain't never been in the booth?
Yeah.
Yeah, real shit. That's real shit, man.
And like I said, I ain't knocking you for doing your thing. Do your thing, man. But I mean, like I said, if you wasn't there through the struggle, don't claim the fame now. I ain't gonna use no nigga to pick that off no nigga, man. I wasn't there. And right. I'll fuck with it. But I mean, it ain't not one time anything I done said, you know, I was SUC, I got SUC post, put it on my poster, none of that shit. Because I wasn't with that. You know what I'm saying? That's my niggas, but I didn't claim that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? For a nigga that ain't never ever dropped a record in his life to say he SUC, where the fuck you come from? But you know, nigga, I mean, like I said, I ain't gonna knock a nigga hustle, do what you do.
So you feel basically there's a lot of these motherfuckers out there that are, you know, putting shit out that wasn't even around, pretty much.
Man, I'm just saying it. I'm saying it like this here, man. I'm saying that if you wasn't there from the beginning, then you can't be there after school passed to win, say you SUC.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say it was, back in the gap, it might have been 12 real SUC members, like 12, maybe, if that many. But now I can sit back and I can count 50 motherfuckers that said the SUC. I'm like, God damn, where y'all come from?
Right.
You know, and that's just all it is, you know. Like I said, I ain't gonna knock a nigga hustle, do what you do. If that's how you feel like you gotta make your money and say you part of the SUC, then hey, man, who am I to judge?
Right, I just hit Gangsta Nip up on Facebook when we had 20 of the life on. He told me to tell y'all what's up.
Yeah, tell my nigga Nip what's happening. Oh, Roddy, Roddy.
Yeah, shouts out to Gangsta Nip, man.
Yeah, definitely,
yeah,
definitely. He's a huge, always honor to have Nip on the show. What about the South Park Coalition, man? This is a group of guys
the family disciples. It's like we was all over there because we was throughout South Park. So when we came up, we was over there with Ronnie Brooklyn, and Brooklyn was like the start of it when we first recorded. So that's where Favorino was. That's where Cat was. You know, that's where, you know, Speed Military. We was all in one. All of us. You know, Blank, we was all over there. You know what I'm saying? And when we came up, you know, shit, everybody respected everybody. It was just like a cypher. And everybody went in the cypher, goddammit, and you rapped and you showed your talent. If you didn't have no talent, you wasn't down with it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what we was. We was just like, you know, Blank, you know, everybody got a little SUC in them because, you know, we were... You know, we fucked with school like that. It was a family. But then at the end of the day, we was over here on the SPC side.
Yeah.
And that's just at the end of the day, that's just what it was. And we're going to rep that to the end. Just like I rep it, you know, I rep the SPC to the same way. But I'm not going to take no fake claim to fame and say I was a member of SPC and all that shit. Because I ain't never done that. That ain't never been my claim to fame.
Yeah. Let's get off in one of these tracks. How about Pull Me Up, man? Why don't you tell me about this track?
All right, man. Pull Me Up a Cup, man. That's our new shit, man. That's gonna be the second single off the new Time Series mixtape, man. It's going it's just deep, man. It's just like Pull Me Up a Cup, man. This is what we do. This is city, man. You know what I'm saying? Texas tea. This is what we do down here, man. So that's what it's all about. Pull Me Up a Cup. You know what I'm saying?
Go.
Just any motherfucker, if you're getting your money, man, get your money, man. We're going to show you how to do it.
Most definitely. Here it is.
Listen, need to be.
Pull me up a cup, got drank, got beer. Show you how to dump big cars, hit weed.
Welcome to the H. The return of 202.
Pull me up a cup, got drank, got beer. Show you how to dump big cars, hit weed.
Busy. Smoking hydraulic, if you want it, I got it. But dude,
hustle, don't eat. The game come in handy. Switch up next week, paint the old school candy.
Come up, hook up, got drank, got killed. Show you how something called it weird. Come up, hook up, got drank, got killed. Show you how something called it weird.
Cheers, baby. Know y'all miss a pimp. Old school glass house, 350 big block. Chevy with the dough rough as I slide through the lot. Why high in the sky, diamonds lighting up my wrist. Throw my beats to the side, stones matching the kick. New 5950, the same color as the car. That H in the middle, better recognize the star. We ain't buying out the bar, man, we shining like the bar. Five bows and new clothes, slow tipping in the car. Tipping a big cup of bar, still dripped up and drip. About 10 in my mind with Texas on my plate. So real, been trill, 1B, what it do? 9-2, I've been slowed down and chopped by the school. Keep rings on my face, all you can see is the grill. Stand smile for me, daddy, diamonds kiss the wood grill. Purple pill, purple kill, I'ma teach him how to stun. Purple Drake, what you think? Purple candy on the blood.
Come down for cup, got drank, got killed. Show you how something calls it queer. Come down for cup, got drank, got killed. Show you how something calls it queer.
Yes, sir.
I just touched down from a Saturday show. Double deuces worth because the cat is too low. I got my seat pushed back with a fat in the blow. Out of pocket for the safe, the razor battery low. I got my top down, mashing in the fast lane. Big V12 on 93 octane. Pop the trunk and show them what I got, man. It's going down, I'm so H-time. I sack 15 and I ought to be one. Round D come back like the prodigal son. Now I jet ski and Kima, feeling like Palm Beach. Haters talk behind your back, but never come in arms reach. No more looking grimy, finally I'm shining. That's what I'm about to get a lot like grinding. Mind on the mission and that bullshit behind me. The man on the block, I move rocks like Johnny.
Come up, hook up, got drank, got killed. Show you how something calls it queer. Come up, hook up, got drank, got killed. Show you how something calls it queer.
That's what I'm talking about right there. I'm going to bring back on my co-host, Mac J. Hit the line, 714-409-0548. Go to the website, ugsforlife.com. Man, what did you think of that? What are your thoughts on that shit, Mac J?
Man, shit, I need to be bumping that shit tomorrow when I'm at work. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I like hearing what, the guys we grew up listening to, man.
Still doing it.
Shit still be bumping, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what be letting me know is the music's still out here, man. It's just motherfuckers don't know about it a lot of times because they
bring
so hypnotized on what they see right in their face. Shit, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
these guys need to be back on tour and shit too, man. They need to be hitting cities up and shit outside
there
of their real.
There needs to be a Legends tour. There needs to be a tour, you know what I'm saying, where guys can go from city to city, state to state, and connect, you know what I'm saying, with each other again. Because we'll come out in droves to these shows. You know what I'm saying? Even though some of us, are, you know what I'm saying, we're in our early 30s, mid-30s, motherfuckers in their 50s will come out to these shows. Motherfuckers in their 20s will come out to these shows. A whole new generation of people can be like, you know what, this is some real music over here. This is some shit I can get into and I can relate to. You know, that's not forgotten, man. Yeah, you guys are definitely not forgotten, man. We the same motherfuckers that bought those CDs and tapes, you know what I'm saying, all those years ago, we're still here. You know what I'm saying? It's just now we're in a position where we can shed a little light as to whoever wants to listen. You know, take a look at these guys. Take a look at the new Spice One CD that's coming out, the new fucking Esham or the new MC8. Go get that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's damn good fucking music, you know?
Yeah, and like I was saying, I want to give a shout out to PSK, man. That was PSK on that track with us too. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, man, we went in there, we had a bunch of fun doing that motherfucker. But at the end of the day, you know, that's on the lighter side of life. You know what I'm saying? That's a, but, you know, we strictly about it. Like, see, back then, maybe, you know, we didn't take, because a lot of motherfuckers wasn't getting locked up. You know what I'm saying? But now, motherfuckers getting locked up every day. You know, somebody in your family on probation, on parole, locked up right now. You understand?
Yeah.
So, motherfucker got to feel where you're coming from, man. And all we talking about is just real shit, man. It just, you know, it just feel like shit, man. And I can't be nothing. I can't be no different than you know. I got to be myself. I just can't change to be nobody else. And like I said, the other cuts you got, you're going to get into, you know, throughout the show, man. It's like, it's just real shit. You know what I'm saying? I can't do nothing but just, I gotta focus on what I see and what I go through every motherfucking day.
Yeah.
I can't, all the other shit, I can't even participate in.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to be like nobody else. I'm me. We 20 to life, and that's what we gonna live and die by that. We're going to be 20 to life now. We're going to be 20 to life after they put us in the ground and throw that dirt on us, homie.
Yeah, definitely. There's a distinction between you guys and anybody else because you guys got your own sound. You know what I'm saying? You guys got your own unique sound. And that's, when I went to the record store, that's what I was looking for. I was looking for, you know what I'm saying, when the new 20 Life album was coming out, when the new Criminal Element album was going to come out. I mean, Houston was just a mecca full of fucking talent in the 90s.
Yeah,
so many
artists that was covered as a motherfucker.
It's just crazy.
The bad thing about it, man, is that everybody was just separate, though. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, Rap-A-Lot had an umbrella over certain shit, okay? And they had they thing going, but everybody else that had these independent labels, man, if we could have inked up, because like I say, Trinity Garden Cartel, you know what I'm saying, Criminal Element. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with all them, man. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, shit, I was out there on the north doing shit with them boys. And we was in studio working together. We fuck with each other. But like I said, I don't give a fuck where you from. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the south side of my hood. But if you goddamn, you doing good music and you trying to do some shit, I don't give a fuck where you from.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Straight up. It wasn't no set tripping or none of that old bullshit, man. We just been, it's for 100. We trying to get this money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Now, what's it like, you know what I'm saying, knowing that people all over the world, Japan, France, Sweden, all these different spots, you know what I'm saying, bought your music? I mean, some of your shit sells for a high dollar on the internet. Does that make y'all feel pretty good?
It made me feel good, you know what I'm saying, for the fact that people everywhere wanted it and still continue to want it across the globe, you know what I'm saying, universal. You know what I mean? I wish I could take a piece of it, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what a piece on, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, if they hear it, they know about it, so this new, I can't control that. I can't control all that old shit now, you know what I'm saying? But I can control what I do from the future.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I know that, you know what I'm saying? Anything that come out now gonna be, you know, gonna be with the, I'm gonna have my thumb on top of it. So it ain't gonna be like that. But I mean, look here, man, I don't give a damn where you from. If you recognize real shit and you understand real shit, you down with real shit, then you down with 20 to life.
Oh yeah.
Right, I can dig that. Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give a China, UK, wherever the fuck you at. You understand? If they transfer the vocals, so, you know what I'm saying, to that language, whatever. If you recognize real, you recognize real, and that's just what it is.
Wow. Lord.
And it's substance. You know what I'm saying? It's music, you know what I'm saying, that's telling substance, that's telling truth. And I want to play another track. This one's called Go On. Why don't you tell everybody about this one?
Man, Go On is like, you know what I'm saying? No matter what you do, I mean, this is just real. This is what I was saying. It's just like it's gonna be 100. We gonna stay 100 no matter what. And it's like, you know, no matter what you go through in life, man, you got to keep on going. Now, if somebody trying to hold you down, you got to keep pushing forward. And they can say whatever the fuck they want to say about you, but at the end of the day, you got to keep moving forward. Fuck what they say. And that's just what it's about.
Real shit. Real shit. Here it is.
You know.
Go on. watching him hustle. My old man left, me and my T. Jones a struggle. 16 now, wearing the pants in the house. Mama talking school, I'm trying to work through the route. Shit thrown off, but dude, it is what it is. Ain't no doubt, I gotta continue my route. Money what I'm about, I'm trying to see the big picture. Pushing rocks and cookies, wholesaling these rookies. Love what you took me for, I've been by nine. Give you what you're looking for fucking with my grind. Got more time for living with the roaches. The game ain't the same, boy, you gotta stay focused. I wrote this verse the first day I hit the streets. Mama said it'd be days like this in these streets. I put my life on beat so you can feel my pain. Ask God for forgiveness cause I'm caught in the game.
You can't see how you was acting. All the cooking and laughing, but I'm the only one scratching. Trying to make this thing happen, I want the best for my seat. With no faith, you didn't believe that one day I was to see. Girl, I know that you ain't mad because you lived your dream. Why I stayed on the corner with the plots and scheme. A nice life we would've had if we got it together. I stood in the rain for you, girl, while you relaxed on leather. Who fault? Your fault, it's just the way you was taught. Materialistic, insecure, plus your feelings was wrong. Not to mention the attention of how you made me feel. I wish that you could see me now because this love is real. And this money ain't the deal, it never has been an issue. I'm moving on with my life, plus I really don't miss it. They say time will heal, but I don't think that it will. You thought my rap career was over with a face full of steel. Go on.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. We're having some technical difficulties tonight, as always, Blog Talk. But, man, I was just telling Mac, that shit is soulful as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the type
they're
of music
out.
I want these
that's
kids
they're real
to hear.
Shit, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're. Say, Bob, I don't want to cut you in shout, but look, Killer Ho trying to jump in, man. He on one of the lines. He trying to get in. So, you know, so I want to bring my nigga in there, too. So,
yeah,
he's somewhere.
He, are you
in there
on,
somewhere.
You're on there, Kilo, right?
You there?
Hello?
Yeah.
There you go. What's up,
what
my nigga?
What it do?
Man, how you doing?
All right, Mr. Killer, Sewer Boy, 64 in the building, Yellowstone, Texas.
Man, it's an honor to have you on the show. I was telling Black, I pretty much grew up listening to you guys, man, from that first tape, you know, and I was able to review one of your albums up in the Murder Dog. It's a huge honor to have you guys on the show and to add you guys to our archive of legends and pioneers. Real talk.
Real talk. Appreciate that.
No doubt, man. I wanted to ask you guys, When you start hooking up with Master P, how did that come about?
Well, with P, it was like Sylvester Scott was Mia X manager back in the gap. And you know, Sylvester was, you know, he was booking a bunch of shows for us, Mia X. Then P and Mia X got together. Sylvester hooked us up with P, and you know, they kind of passed our demo on to P, and P liked it. And one thing led to another, and shit, we was, you know, we was in a dough with him. And from then on, me and P, we fucked around and we kicked. You know what I'm saying? He just wanted, he's like, shit, man, I want y'all on this Down South Hustle. You know what I'm saying? So, and from then on, that's what led to it.
You know, it's a known fact. Real gonna feel real all across the globe. That's the way it is. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, you got to, especially if you're struggling, if you had family members that were stricken down with cancer, you lived under the poverty line, you had people that were shot or overdosed on drugs, anything like that, you got to relate it to real music, because real music comes from pain and struggle. You know what I'm saying? The bullshit that they have out nowadays, it doesn't come from pain and struggle. It comes, I don't know where the fuck it comes from. You know,
it's manufactured shit.
Yeah, manufactured, exactly. You know,
make believe.
You know, music, you know. The music back in the day used to give you a blueprint how to make it out the ghetto. Everybody fabricating, saying that they done made it out the ghetto. Nobody telling them the recipe how to make it out the ghetto anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
How to save up your money, especially in music too. A lot of these kids, they don't know anything about promotion. They think that Facebook and Twitter and shit has been around for decades. You know, they don't understand that, you know, sometimes it's best hand over fist to make money that way, too. Get out there and meet the people. Put your music in the stores, you know.
What do you guys think about the internet hustle? That's like, it's just that the game has transcended into the internet hustle. Now, it ain't no more really getting out there when you load up in a bus and you 8, 9, 10 deep. You know what I'm saying? You get out there and you go city to city and you hang up your own motherfucking poster. You know what I'm saying? Or you go to these radio stations or these independent mom and pop record stores and do signings and do all that shit. You know, all that shit gone now, though. All the mom and pop gone. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's a whole different game now. You know, so but you got to, you know, at the end of the day, we're not going to change how we're doing this motherfucking music. But you got to change the game up. You got to, you know, promoting is if it's going to be Facebook, if it's going to be Instagram, if it's, you know, whatever the fuck it's going to be. That's just, you know, that's how you got to get it out there. That's just what it is now.
Yeah.
Well, life won't work the internet, but at the same time, we're going to be in your city, in your town, in your hood, on your street. You know what I'm saying? Come hand-to-hand combat with you. Come talk to you, come holler at you, share your pain with you, make you feel what we feeling, we're going to feel what you feeling. This is how we always done, this is how we always going to do. Somebody got to stick to the basics.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. There has to be some level of what went on in the 90s relevant today because music, it needs remodeling, it really does. You know, and I'm glad you guys got this project. Now, this mixtape's coming out, you said August 1st?
Yeah.
What about the album? Is the album coming out this year as well, or is that coming out next year?
I want to say, man, if we're going with the mixtape first, and the album is basically 80% finished, wouldn't you say, Kilo?
Yeah, we got the mixtape coming first. The time served. Then we're gonna drop the album, and then we got a killer whole solo album coming right behind that, and a black solo album coming right behind that. So we finna hit the street. We finna flood the streets with this product. Once again, let them know that we here. We ain't went through now. We went through a bunch of bullshit, bunch of struggle. We done jail time out here in war in these streets. You know what I'm saying? We gonna let them know that it's still real out here. It's OGs and veterans still out here putting in work.
Right.
Still, and it's amazing you guys are still here with us. I'm glad you guys are here in 2014. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because I remember getting up for parole in 94, 20 years ago. I can't believe that album's 20 years old. You know,
right.
It's a fucking classic.
That was shit. I used to be going to school, boy, you know. That was our shit, man.
Oh yeah,
and they can't never take that shit from us either. Even if they try, that's why we do what we do. This shit will never be forgotten, and they can't never. I put a playlist up against any of these young guys' playlists, and they be trying to look at the songs like, what the fuck is it? Who's that? Who's that? Oh man, I didn't know he sang that song. I heard that on this movie. I heard that. I'm like, yeah, you don't know nothing about this shit. You know what I'm saying? But if you take the time to listen, you'll find out all this shit that you're listening to. Really ain't standing on shit. You will revalue your music once you start hearing that real shit.
Real talk.
Yeah. That's across the whole board. It don't matter, like you say, if it's some East Coast shit, if it's some West Coast shit, down south or Midwest, or that real shit always stand out, man. And it's good and refreshing to hear but y'all still got music and the shit sound real good, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh yeah, we got another one we're gonna play. We're gonna go into it right now. You're My Everything. Tell me about that one.
Killo, you wanna tell him about that one?
Here's a song right here we did about our daughters. You know what I'm saying? Just real. People don't talk about their kids anymore. They just glorify everything else that's outside of what's closest to them. So this is just something that we did that was close to us.
And as a father of a daughter, you know what I'm saying, that's why I felt this song, because, I got an 11-year-old myself. So it's as real as it gets. I appreciate you guys for doing music like that. And you're right, Killaho, that nobody speaks about their kids. You know what I'm saying? They're all on that materialism and that bullshit. They never speak about their kids. So, all right, here we go. This is You're My Everything, 20 to Life.
I used to think that love was just a fairy tale. Say
a prayer for me, for the real men out there.
Until that first hello.
Pray for us.
Until that first smile. But if I had to do it all again.
I apologize, I share it, let me tell you the truth. Your daddy was a hustle, but it wasn't nothing I wouldn't do. For you, I made a promise that you would never walk alone. To God best a child that can hold his own. A foster home, we'll never see this face of my age. It's forever, my life to keep you safe. Revenge, me and mommy hang together because she told her addiction. I gave it everything I had, but she still wouldn't listen. Make a decision, pack my bags, what I do with my life. Be a man, take it to court for full custody right. Monique, if I lose this fight, you'll be trapped in the system. Be a victim like your daddy to this world of statistics. You my love, my life, my dreams, my wishes. When this world is vicious, you my hopes and ambitions. Penalized for my vision, just trying to be a man. A father to my daughter, give you everything I can. Pray to God for a plan, don't let them take her away. She the only reason I got to breathe another day. Congratulations, Mr. Brown, you been awarded custody. By the state of Texas and the powers that be, amen.
Just pray for me. Remember, just pray for me.
I used to think that love was just a fairy tale.
All the while.
Until that first hello.
Huh.
Until that first smile.
Smile.
But if I had to do it all again.
All over again. December 28, 1993. Mama water broke, gave birth to three. Everything in me, see my life has changed. I got a little me, see my life ain't the same. I'm knee deep in the game, plus I'm spitting these raps. Singing quarters to get my daughter out these traps. You crap when perhaps I should've came home. You know I'm out getting it when daddy ain't home. You and mama gone, just a part of my life. Don't want you around, all the arguments and fights. Cried a lot of night, but you were too young to know. Hit a need to pray for me, cause I was always on the go. Flow with the flows, go and make a hit song. Gotta make a choice, man, cause life goes on. And life goes on, shit, I'm only getting older. And life goes on as the world gets colder. I know ya, ask when daddy coming back. Can't hold ya, you stay on my mind, no past. True fact, you're my everything, the apple in my eye. I had to write this verse so you would never burst it by. You know, just pray for me. You know, remember, just pray for me.
I used to think that love was just a fairy tale. Until that first hello, until that first smile. But if I had to do it all again, I wouldn't change.
substance that I'm telling you about. You know, saying, why don't you motherfuckers, yeah. You know, saying, go burn your tights and throw away your dresses and your skirts and your swagged ass clothes and spit some substance to these fucking kids. You know what I'm saying? Let them know what they need to be doing. Like Black said and Killo said, let them know what they need to be doing, what they should be doing, instead of showing them all this bullshit. Hey, I salute you guys for that track.
I appreciate it.
Man, it's deep music, you know what I'm saying? It's something that, you know, people can relate to. And that's what's missing nowadays. A lot of the music is nothing people can relate to. What about some videos? You guys got any videos in the works?
Man, they're probably going to be for the first single that's coming. And you don't have a track too, but it's called Welcome to the H. And we're trying to get the treatment together so we know exactly. We don't want it just to be just a flash in the pan video. We really want this here to really show Houston at its finest. And the song is just off the chain. You know what I'm saying? I wish I could have got that to you so you could have played that tonight. But you know what I'm saying? That's just something different. But at the end of the day, that's going to be part of the first video.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. You got a good visual coming out and, you know what I'm saying, videos. You guys going to be doing any touring? You going to hit the road? Go out of state at
Man,
all?
As soon as it's done, we trying to get on the road. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you want us in your city, you know, you know how to get at us. Hit us up, we there. You know what I'm saying? It's just what it is. You want to see 20 of the Life, me and Mr. Killer Ho, we there. We in your city, baby.
Yeah, and with the whole arsenal of fucking music, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, you guys are sitting on 40-something songs now, plus you got a whole catalog full of shit. So,
major,
I mean,
catalog.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So, shit, major. Hundreds of songs, man, just major catalog. So, it ain't, you know, it just never stops. It's not going to stop. And Killer Ho can attest to that, man. You know, as long as we, you know, our heart pumping, man, we're going to keep pumping this shit up.
Yeah, definitely, you know what I'm saying? Well, if people want to get at you for verses, they want to get at you for shows, like you were talking about, for booking, what's the best way to reach you guys?
Hit me, Facebook, 20, you know what I'm saying, Derek Life, 20 to Life Woods, Facebook, you hit me, and we there.
Yeah, definitely. Should get at us, too, at ugsforlife.com. We'll get at you guys, you know.
I already know, Chris, you're going to put us in the dough.
Yeah, most definitely. And Killer Ho, you was talking about you guys got solo projects, too. Who's first up to bat?
Killer Ho solo project is up first.
Yeah, I'm dropping that this year, too, right after the Time Served mixtape called Kill Be Killed to Come Up. Just a story about everything I've been through, but it's some real street shit, real street shit. You know, I grew up on Spice One, MCA, you know what I'm saying, PKO, real music, you know what I'm saying? It's totally how it is and what it really is, you know what I'm saying? And
These
guys not really representing the city right, but I got love for them. Do your thing. Handle your business how you want to handle your business, but I'm going to show you how it really goes.
You said PKO out of Dallas, right?
Yeah,
PKO, yeah. Damn, we got to have them on the show too, Mac. I'm glad you said that, kid. Damn. Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about. So you're coming with the soul. What about yours, Black? Well, when is yours dropping?
Mine is 2015. You know what I'm saying? The Life of a Hustler. You know, it's like down the line. We concentrate on strictly 20 Life right now, though. Like I say, we're going to do the Time Served. We're going to do Killer Ho. Then we're going to do the whole 20 Life album. And then, you know, I'm more focused on running the business end of the game and doing this shit the right way. And then, you know, the solo come with me. I'm working on it. You know, I got like 5 or 6 songs done for it. But at the end of the day, I'm rushing. It's Time Served. That is what it's all about right now. 20 to Life, Time Served. Right now.
It's coming soon. We'll have you guys back on the show to promote it again, of course. You know what I'm saying? When it drops, we'll preview it for everybody. And, you know what I'm saying? We'll definitely get behind it. But before we go, is there anything you guys want to say?
Killer Ho, you can close it out, baby.
Yeah, let me get a shout out to that SPC fam. Love, keep us in rotation, keep us in the circle. You know what I'm saying? Got major love. What up, K Reno? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to SUC. They doing their thing on the south side too. Got major love for them too. You know what I'm saying? And all of them. The DJ, DJ Chill, DJ Boo, RIP, you know what I'm saying? Chill Watch, all of them got mad love for them. All them boys on the north, on the south. We collabing, we coming together, you know what I'm saying? Yellowstone, Texas in the building. Y'all be on the lookout for my new solo album, Kill, Be Killed, to come up. That's that Killer Ho solo coming out in September, by September 13th. You know what I'm saying? That's on my B-Day. I'm going to drop that on my B-Day. And then, shout out to the whole fam, man. Just shout out to everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate y'all standing in the corner, holding it down for us. We're going to bring it back for y'all. Y'all be on the lookout for that Time Serve album coming August the 1st. Y'all get your mind right, because we got it for you.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Black, anything you want to say?
Man, I want to shout out, man, like I say, PSK, Blank, all our Inner Circle family, man. Shout out to Big Time. Shout out to Rap-A-Lot. Shout out to P. Master P brought us a long way, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to shout out to all the people that was with us and down with us. You know, all the niggas from Houston that's still on their grind, still trying to get it. ESG, Kiki, you know, it is what it is, man. Southside for life.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. We're going to, you know what I'm saying, we're going to play this big time, you know what I'm saying, DJ Screw after serving a deuce. You know what I'm saying, all screwed up. So thank you guys for coming on the show. We'll catch you real soon. If you just tuning in, hit the line 714-409-0548. We got K Reno coming on very soon.
Falling, boogie, boogie.
classic shit right there.
Hell yeah.
20 to life. It was an honor having 20 life on the show. Them dudes, very humble, and you know, it's good that they got all this music coming. I can't wait to debut more of the tracks. Now we got another, you know what I'm saying, Houston legend, been putting out music, you know, since the 80s, you know, 30 plus years in the game. You know what I'm saying? This is the coldest motherfucker to pick up a mic and spit flames, K Reno. What's up, K? K, you there?
Yes, sir. What's going on, family?
Man, honor to have you on the show, brother, again. Always good for you to come through. We just had 20 to Life on, and it was crazy even talking to them dudes because when was the last time, I mean, you got to hear an interview, you know what I'm saying, with 20 to Life? They should be interviewed all the time.
I don't think I ever heard one. Just from way, way back in the days, man, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know what I'm saying, all these magazines, you know, they go back a few years and they'll get somebody like Paul Wall or somebody like that, you know what I'm saying, not knocking nobody's hustle, but why not go way the fuck back to the early 90s and get dudes like Dopey and get guys like yourself, you know, but you guys are consistent. I mean, how the hell are you doing this 30 plus years later? And killing them,
man,
lyrically.
First of all, that is great. You know, he's blessed me with the longevity. He's blessed me with the talent, skill, to be able to reinvent yourself without changing and selling out and to remain creative. You know, that creativity that's God-given is really the key. And, you know, last but not least, just bless you with the continuous for the art form, because I think, you know, you're unable to give your best to it once you lose the love for it. And I've seen that happen to a lot of artists. So, you know, those are my main keys.
And love is something you obviously haven't lost for this music, because you're spitting shit that's just, you know what I'm saying, you're upping the ante on yourself. You know what I'm saying? How do you keep raising the bar but then keep being able to raise it again?
I mean, it's all part of just a natural born competitive nature that I was blessed with, that I challenged not only the other MCs in the industry, but I challenge myself. And when I say I challenge them, I don't mean per se that I'm going after them or I'm dissing them or shooting slugs at them. It just means that I'm recognizing their greatness and how they get down and how great they are, and I have to stay on par with that. So it's a challenge to me to be able to stay on par with all the great MCs that, number one, that influenced me, that came before me, number two, that are currently getting it in, you know, the other legends in the game, and number three, the ones that are coming up in the ranks that are nipping at our heels, you know, trying to get in position and get in that spot and get their name mentioned among the greats. So I take all that into consideration, you know, when I'm sitting down to write or when I'm getting ready to start on a project. And what that has done is that it's like you say, it set a bar to where people have developed an expectation for me that I have to live up to at minimum and exceed. At best case scenario, I have to exceed that expectation, and at the very worst, I have to match it.
Yeah, and it's not just the complex nature of the rhymes that you're coming up with. It's also the flow patterns, you know what I'm saying, and how you say these words. I mean, how long does it take you to make, let's just say, a song like Multi Reflex? How long did it take you to make,
man,
something like that? Because that's fucking crazy.
I mean, it varies, man. It varies because, you know, it's like when you're shooting hoops and you get in the zone and you're just making everything that you throw up there. You know, you're flipping it behind your head and it goes in. It's all, sometimes as a writer, and any writer knows, you know, they can testify to this, when you fall into a certain
creative pocket, it just comes, you know. So some days, if you're in that pocket, a song like that might take, I want to say, maybe an hour to write, which is really a short period of time to write a song, you know, like that. Or, you know, you have days where you just take a long, detailed process of putting it together, and you may come up with it over a period of days, you know. But either way it go, whatever the method that's employed at the time, the result has to be the same. So, you know, I can never hardly remember how long it took me create certain songs. There are a few that I do remember, but all I do remember is that when you fall into that pocket, you know, it's over. You know, it's over. And sometimes I can remember certain paragraphs or certain lines or four-bar spots that took me a while to put together, because I was just trying to make sure that it was on point, that it made sense when people dissect it, because people are going to dissect those verses that you write, man. And when they dissect them, you know, if some guy is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, dissecting a phrase that you put together, you have no idea he's doing it, but you know you did your work beforehand to guarantee that when he finally reaches the conclusion and finish dissecting it, that you can be confident that it makes sense to him, and he's going to get more gratification out of the rhyme and out of the verse than when he first heard it.
And it's, yeah, exactly. And it's definitely, when you hear one of your songs, you got to go back 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. Be like, what the fuck did he say? Sometimes I got to get on Google or the fucking dictionary and be like, what the fuck is he talking about? And then I get on Google, like, man, this dude is fucking, there ain't no MC out there like that, man. Real talk. I mean, there's good caliber MCs out there that could spit, that got flow, but I don't see no one fucking with you, man. Does that aggravate you at all, knowing how good you are? It's kind of, you're almost kind of like that baller that was better than Jordan on the streets.
Oh,
you
know, man.
Would have gotten
an
NBA, he would have killed Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Did you kind of feel like that guy in the rap game?
No, I don't, because I always think about the greats that came before me, that influenced me, that helped shape me into the kind of rapper that I am. You know, I think about the Rakims and the Tila Rocks and the KRS-Ones and, you know, the Big Daddy Canes and those type of people who I was heavily influenced by, going all the way back to Melly Mel and cats like that. You know, and I think about artists of today, great lyricists of today that are still putting it down. You got greats like Cannabis, you know, who don't get the credit that he deserves. You got cats like, you know, Pharoah Munch, and just different, bunch of different MCs, man. Kool Moe Dee, you know, they just come to me.
Brother
so
Ali.
I can never look at myself as just being so far ahead of the pack when I have so many people that, number one, I looked up to, and number two, that are still doing today, that are considered to be among the greats, you know, as well.
I respect that. That's
I'm just glad to be in the conversation. I tell people all the time that I just want to be in the conversation. When they start talking about them, I just want my name to come up somewhere. That's all I want.
Yeah, definitely. And it should. It should. You know, but we had a show a couple weeks ago where we would put, like, Spice One up against Little B, and we put up Soulja Boy against you. It was just like night fucking day. I mean, you know, we suffered through a minute of his shit, and then I put Multi-Reflex on, and it was just like, that dude really needs to go to school, you know? He really needs to.
Well, you know, my thing is, even with a brother like Soulja Boy, I judge people based on whatever I feel like their level is, you know, based on how old they are, you know, when they come into the game, what music they were influenced by, what music they were exposed to first. And in a lot of cases, you know, some of these guys, you know, they can't be faulted for the way they come in the beginning. You know, now, if you've been in the game for a while and you learn the history of it, then I feel like at that point you got an obligation to kind of tighten your skills up and kind of focus on being more conscious in certain areas. You know, but sometimes, man, if you got a guy who he came in the game on some cat in the hat, ABC, 1-2-3 type stuff, man, and that's all he ever knew. You know, and the guy was 16, 17 years old when he first, you know, picked up the game. Then I don't put the rifle to his head just straight out the gate, you know. And I give him a chance to develop and mature. Now, if he doesn't develop and mature, then you look up and he's 27, 28, still on that nonsense, then, you know, I start turning my attention towards, you know, going in on him a little harder than that. So, you know, I just judge it based on those things, man.
Yeah, you're right, because a lot of kids, they don't know nothing other than what they see and what they're taught, you know. You got to be able to show them some history. I took a kid, there's this one kid who was 19, and he was into Lil Wayne and all that bullshit, you know, and I had to show him Spice One and Gangster himself and Sebo.
I had to do that with my kids. They didn't know none of the guys I was listening to, and then Some of the songs they just knew instinctively because I didn't listen to them so much.
And see, that's the beauty of rap, because rap has evolved. You know, we reached a point in hip-hop now where, you know, when we was coming along, it was so brand new. You know, every group was new. You know, I mean, everything was just fresh and just starting. So here we are now. We got generations. A generation has passed, and now the children of our children and the children of the pioneers, they got grandchildren and things and of that nature. They're coming along, and they're not into what we're into, or they haven't been exposed to it. So, you know, you give them opportunity first to hear it first, you know what I'm saying? If I was ever in that situation, I know me, I would make my newborn child or my child just growing up coming into hip-hop, I would start them off the same way I did. He'd be 8, 9 years old listening to Rapper's Delight or something in 2025 or something, you know. So, I mean, I'm going to bring him up the way I came up so he can have appreciation for it.
Yeah, and that's what it's about. You got, you know, appreciation. You know, just pay homage. Like Nip's got a new song called The Landlord. And where he's coming to collect rent, but he don't want money. He wants homage, you know.
Right.
Pay
right,
man his respects,
right.
You know. And that's
right,
that's definitely needed right now. But man, you're in the course of dropping, you know, 3 albums a year. I mean, what do you got covered in 2014,
2015? Man, I'm working on my first project of 2014 right now. You know, I took a little break because I had been dropping 2 or 3 a year, and I was kind of burned out. So I said, let me take a little break, and I'm just starting to, you know, get that feeling again. So I got a project I'm getting ready to drop in September called The Deprogramming Pill. And the album itself is going to be The Pill. You pop it in, once you pop it in, it's going to go in. My goal is to go in and break down a lot of that nonsense that we've been exposed to, and it's going to reverse those conditions and deprogram you and bring you either back to a state of clear understanding, or bring you to a state of clear understanding for those who never had clear understanding or even knew that it existed or that they were programmed in the first place. So, yeah, I'm going to mess their head up with this one.
That's a concept. A real deep concept. We've talked about that, Mac. How do we even did a whole show on that, how to deprogram your children, you know. This is it's crazy that you're doing this, man. I really respect you for that. When can we expect this, Kay?
We're looking at September. I'm in the embryonic stages right now, man. So I'm just starting to really gather concepts and things of that nature. So it'll probably be, once I get everything written We're looking at September at the latest, because it's June now, July, August. Yes, by September, we'll be ready to go.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Now, are you going to do the majority of the solo, or are you going to have features, or?
No, I'm going to actually take it old school and start back bringing back a lot of the South Park Coalition members on the album. You know, of course, you know, I never strayed too far outside the circle and reached out to anybody outside the clique. So, you know, but you'll hear a lot of the STC members on the album, because I got a song that's going to be so crazy, you know, that's going to have everybody on it. You know, it's not going to be the conventional type of clique song, but, you know, it's going to be crazy, man. So, you know, be looking out for that. I can't give too much of it away, but be looking out for that.
Oh, yeah. We gotta play that shit on here at some point, because I already know, you know, if you say it's going to be historical or whatnot, then, yeah, it's going to be crazy. Here you are, man. It's almost 20 years after Danger Zone already. That album, to me, is a classic. Where does that album rank in your catalog? Because you got such a huge catalog of music.
As far as sentimental value and that ranking on that level, it's up there pretty high, because number one, it was one of my best selling projects. You know, coming along in the '90s, man, when times was good in terms of you know, record stores and a lot of hip hop selling. You know, Stories from the Black Book, which was my first album, and Danger Zone, which was my second one, you know, those did real well, and they laid a foundation for me that still holds today, because the fact, you know, the people still talking about those albums. People mention Danger Zone all the time. I mean, all the time, like it just came out. They mention it more than they mention some of my new stuff. So, I mean, I have to always have, you know, appreciation for the fact that album means something. It means a lot to a lot of people, man. So, you know, it's crazy to think that it's coming up on 20 years, you know, since the release of it.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's a phenomenal album. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to a break real quick. I'm going to play that cut right there, Danger Zone, and we're going to be right back with Kay. If you guys want to, you know, get Adam, ask some questions, hit the line, 714-409-0548. We're going to be right back right here with Kay Reno on the Murder Master Music Show.
Yeah, this is the Black Capone. This shit be getting deeper than 6 feet when the nigga be rolling with Kay Reno. So niggas, load your gas. Cock up. It's on. Follow Kay Reno into this danger zone.
I'ma have to drop me another motherfucker. If I'm laid back, I can't be thinking that I'm a sucker. One little, two little fighters, not a gold dog.
On the cool, I hang with killers, dope dealers, ex-cow killers, mercenary murderers, maniac mug drillers, street thugs, crazy crews, and blood spillers, catastrophical combinations of casket fillers. Oh, you capping, cranking up all this drama. Cool, somebody pick him up and go call his mama. 86, cause I ain't joking, I break tricks. When it comes to bullets, I'm like that singing group, so come take six, yo. Happy death day to you, cause I'm about to run revolution through you. I'm coming out to buck them like Rambo, my damn foe. I'll damn your ass hard, cause I am your worst nightmare. I might square you off solid, take the last dollar out your wallet. Peace to Louis Farrakhan and Brother Khaled. Ain't no depressing this solid savage like Pessimist. Cop steady, you're resting this mean massacre specialist. I'm free stroking, man, you think I'm joking? Out of 10 next to break, I'm leaving 20 of them broken when I'm chasing them. I get hyper when I'm wasting them. It's like ice cream and milk on some legs when I'm tasting them. Boom, I came out the womb, the car's doom. Had to leave the universe cause it wasn't enough room for my brain to think. I'ma hit them with a fast shake, let them jump, I fill them up like a gas tank.
I'ma have to drop me another motherfucker.
Five, let's get these motherfucking lies.
guillotine. You panic until I walk. Come witness wizardry from this killer heart. Lyricist, carry no in effect. My deepness not proven yet. Teleport the heaviest object. Call friends while not moving yet. Stand back, cause I don't feel like crushing your style of day. You miss with a gun to my head, but I hit you from a mile away. Lock him up in a room with struggling MCs. Caught him up in a breeze, a killer bees. How the hell did he freeze? It's damn near 130 degrees. I'm venomous like a snake, but I don't rattle like the rest of them. A silencer, vocally causing explosions in the chest of them. Where's my book? Who the hell tagged my book? I'll leave him in stitches, I'll leave him in ditches. Punk ass hoes be falling down like London Bridges. See my clique. No, it's not the gang, but we'll gang up quick. See if you want to bang, throw them bangs up trick. Let gangsters be gangsters, but we ain't the ones. Cause gangsters ain't the only people who pack the guns. See, if you got the clip, point blank, got the shank. Cat pulled the gas, dope, E, drove a tank. Egypt E, made them flee. DBX broke they necks, they see drill packs a drill. Well, IQ got the text. My vote was fast, I'm running the lyrics, you fucking a pass. Never mentally trapped with his tongue in a cast. I flow. Ain't nobody wrecking K Reno. So grab your heart and tell Elizabeth you're coming to join a hoe.
Talking about that's when Case talked about people gravitating towards this album. I was one of them people. Hell of a fucking song right there. Bring back down K. Now that here we are, we're almost 20 years later. Just from that album, you was already deep in the game when you put that album out. When did you first get into the game, K? And what inspired you to get into the game?
I mean, as far as just writing, I started in 83 just writing, you know. But as far as the industry side of it and trying to put out albums and put out records, I ventured into that in like 86. And we dropped our first record in 87. Did the group thing for like two projects. By 1992, I had went solo, dropped Stories from Black Book in 93, and then dropped Danger Zone at the end of 95, coming right up on 96. So, you know, just at that time, yeah, I had already been in the industry like 7-8 years, and I had already been rapping for 12 years.
Yeah. You was on Willie D's second solo album, you know, Terrorist, of course, Nip's albums. That's ultimately what introduced me to you was, you know, the Terrorist album and Gangsta Nimps album. You know, I heard that first Posse cut on the Terrorist album. I was like, man, now I got to check out these dudes. You know what I'm saying? Just like with, you know, when Trinity Garden Cartel came out, they had a whole group of people, you know, and you know, but SPC, you guys are so thick, man, to the point where you got probably hundreds of albums combined collectively. Yeah. Did you ever, last time we were talking about there was a count, did you ever get a count on how many albums are out?
Nah, I sure didn't, man, but I mean, that's just an interesting point, man, because it has to be over 100 easy, you know, because each group or each artist within the group has at least 3 to 5 to 7 solo albums on average. And then if you multiply that by the 60 or 70 guys that's in the clique, and out of those 60 or 70 guys, I would say maybe 40 or 50 of them have at least put out one project. It's easily over 100, you know. But it's interesting because you know, that's how the game was. That's how it was done back then. We didn't really realize what we was doing, but we basically allowed each other we introduced each other to each other. In other words, when Nip put us on his album and he was on Rap-A-Lot, that introduced the world to Point Blank and myself. You know, when Dopey put us on, that introduced the world again to myself and AC Chill, you know, and DBX and guys like that who had never, ever rapped on any professional recording at all. So now all of a sudden people around the world are getting a chance to hear this diverse mix of MCs that that the SPC had. And it just brought that much interest and intrigue to us, man. And it's a blessing to this day. And people don't do that no more. You know, it's like I could think of how, you know, how Master P used to do it. He would bring in his guys. And then a few other artists do it here and now, but it's not as prevalent as it used to be where that was like a surefire way to make sure that the guys coming up after you got a good boost coming into the game, you know, by bringing those guys in while you hot and let them be heard and seen and let the world build up an anticipation for what they're going to have to offer. You know, I didn't realize the kind of anticipation that my first solo album was going to have, you know, until I hit the road, you know, because people had been waiting because they had heard me on Nip. They had heard me on the Terrace. So, I mean, that was always a blessing for me.
Yeah. And there was no, with you guys, there was no crab in the bucket mentality that I seen with so many other groups around the country in different cities. You like you said, you guys put each other on. You guys helped each other. You know what I mean? And then at the end of the day, that's a beautiful thing, man. There needs to be more unity like that. You know,
yeah.
And I think that's also why there is such longevity with the SBC, because of that love and that brotherhood that you guys have for each other, you know.
I mean, we had a competitive, a righteous competitive rivalry among all of us, but it only fueled our creativity and only made us better as a group. You know, we couldn't say that we never had our disagreements and our ups and downs, but it never divided us and never broke us up. You know, it's like a brotherhood, like brothers growing up in a family. So, and then we were all so headstrong and secure in our own abilities and the fact of how different we was from the other one, you know. And when one came in, he didn't sound like the other guy. Another guy came in there, he didn't sound like that guy. So we were comfortable in our own skin enough to not be threatened by the other one. So it was a blessing. It was an anticipation. It was an honor to call up Nip or call up Cat and AC to say, man, I got this click song, write a 12, write a 16, because we knew that was just going to make our song that much better. And, you know, like we talked about in the past, you know, people used to just be on the edge of their seat as they listened to whoever's album it was. They couldn't wait to get to that last song because they knew it was going to be a click song on whosoever album that dropped. And
right.
That was like the icing on the cake to an SPC album, to know that click song was coming at the end and everybody was going to be on it. And people had their favorites, you know. People had, okay, well, man, Klondike Cat is my favorite. Dopey is my favorite. PSK is my favorite. You know, everybody had their favorites, and it just made it that much more better because, you know, we from the old school, man, and we were sitting, we was a lot of times, if the time permitted, we would sit in the room together and write those songs, you know. And I told the story a million times. I mean, you know, if you sitting in a room and a beat is playing and Nip is in one corner and Klondike Cat is in the other corner, Dopey and Point Blank, all these people in the same room, and you don't know what they putting on their paper, you just have to make sure that what you putting on your paper is going to be formidable with whatever they coming with, because you want to make sure that even if they don't say my verse was the best on the song, they not going to say it was the worst.
Yeah,
you know?
That competitive. Yeah. And that's what
made
you
no,
right.
That made us better. Made us better.
Yeah, made the songs, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're right. People want to hear Slipped Into a Coma. They wanted to hear that, you know what I'm saying, on every album. They look forward to that. So from what you're saying, we can look forward to that on this upcoming album.
Say it again.
you said we could look forward to the Apache song of this upcoming album.
Oh yeah, yeah, but it's gonna be a lot different than the norm, than the traditional. You know, I got some ideas and stuff I want to mess with. So that's the thing, and it's been a while. I can't even remember. I might have been the last person to do an SPC Click song on one of my albums, because I did a song on Annihilation of the Evil Machine called Spit Something, and I think I might have put about 16, 17 people on that, and we hadn't done it in a while. And in the midst of just, you know, a lot of us pretty much just doing our own thing and getting it the way we can, and time not permitting us to work like we used to. You know, we don't see the Click songs in the SPC no more like they used to be, but I'm going to bring it back, and I'm going to bring it back in a way that hadn't been done in a while.
Yeah, I look forward to that, definitely, definitely, man. And you know, what about, like, COD, you know, you did stuff with Dopey. Are you guys going to do any more collaborative albums like that, or... You and Nymph, or
I mean,
you
never
playing?
Know. You never know. Now, the question I have for you, did you ever get the COD, the second edition album?
No, I never got the second edition.
Okay,
you
talking
about
I gotta
the one from 1990?
No. That's what I'm saying. See, in 90, we did the original COD, but in
that
2006.
That was the original.
Yeah, that's the original. But in 06, we came back, we went back in the lab, and we recorded an album called COD Second Edition, but we never released it. I sell it on the website here and there, but we never actually put it out. Yeah, so I mean that album was a real, real, real dope album, man. And actually that album had a nice Click song on it. So I mean, yeah, I'm definitely, what I do is I get your copy there, man. If I got to just email you the songs, because you know I really want you to hear that. Yeah, we came back together, man, 16 years later and put down a monster, man. We just never put it out.
Now, when you guys put out that first one in 1990, I mean, back then, nobody was spitting like that on that level, as far as I know. Were you guys approached by different labels at that time? I mean, did Rap-A-Lot want to scoop you guys up off of that album?
Well, on that particular album, we had just signed with this record label called Radical Records out of South Park, and we were pretty comfortable where we was, and at the time we had a few labels a few majors to reach out to us, but for whatever reason, it didn't go through, because at that time I was like 18 and Dope might have been like maybe a year or so old, maybe 19, maybe 20, and we were so green and naive to the business side of it that we pretty much let the guy who was running the company dictate and handle all that stuff, man. So a lot of stuff went by the wayside that we came into the knowledge of later. I don't know what the potential or what things were on the table at that time, because we weren't allowed to be in those rooms and in those meetings, you know, and part of those phone calls. But there was some rumbling taking place, and some speculation that people had taken interest, but we never saw it materialize. And I'm kind of glad it didn't, you know, looking back on it, because, you know, I knew the kind of artist that I was going to be at that time, but I wasn't ready to be tied up in that. Looking back on it now, I think it'd have messed me up to be tied up into the machine that early in the game.
Yeah, you're right, man. It might have been more harm than good. Well, things worked out for a reason, man, because, you know, here you are all these years later, still putting out albums. You know what I'm saying? This is in the age and the era where people drop mixtapes every other week. You know what I'm saying, and you're still out here, you know, being competitive. These dudes, I still say, I know you're humble, Kay, and you ain't going to agree with it, but I still say these motherfuckers can't hold a candle to you. Now, I know there's greats, there's legends, you know what I'm saying, the game, the Scarfaces, like you said, Rakim and cats like that, you know what I'm saying, but I'm talking about overall, when they mention those top 10 rappers, you need to be in that fucking list. I need to go to the caller real quick, Kay, 713. Houston, Texas, who is it? Hello. Okay, okay. Whoever that is, I don't know, it sounds like maybe they're taking a shit or something. Sound like a toilet flushing. But, yeah, man, real talk, though, man. Real talk. Hey, your lyrics, man, you keep elevating your lyrical flow and your style. So salute to you for doing that. Do you ever get in the lab and like be so much of a challenge to yourself that you just get frustrated and you have to put the pen and paper down and just say, you know what, I'm going to walk away for a day or two?
Nah, because I don't put that kind of pressure on myself. If I'm not coming up with nothing, I just close the book and go do something else, go watch TV or go play ball. I don't do that anymore. I don't beat myself across the head trying to strain lyrics out, because a lot of times it's not going to come out right if you do it like that. You know, people talk to me about writer's block all the time. People say, man, what do you do when you get writer's block? And I'm like, I don't get writer's block, you know, first of all. And, you know, so-called writer's block is just a product of an individual who's not putting enough information in their head on a regular basis. You know, if you're not reading, if you're not seeking knowledge and information, then you're going to reach a ceiling in your creativity. You're going to hit your head on the top of your creativity because you haven't raised your ceiling up high enough. So, but even if that, no matter what you have in your head, it's just some days where it's just not there. And if it's not there, you know, don't force it. Just close the book and come back to it. It'll come back, you know. And that's one of the reasons why I haven't dropped an album this year, because I'm not going to force an album out that's not going to be up to the standards and up to the caliber that I'm used to releasing an album on. So if it takes 8-9 months in between projects, or a year, however long it takes, that's just how long it takes, because the result is better. The quality is better than the quantity. You know, I don't want to. I'm known for dropping 2 or 3 a year, but I don't want to drop 3 or 4 albums a year just to say I dropped 3 or 4 that year, but the quality is not up to the normal standard. I'd rather drop one monster than 5 so-so below average projects.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. And I'll tell you what, over the last, I want to say 3 or 4 years, you've dropped discography. You know, your average rapper's discography you did in 3 years. You know, 2012, you had 80 Minute Eternity, The Maven, and then last year, you know, you came back with 2 or 3 more projects. What about a compilation? You got any compilations in or greatest hits or anything like that coming out? Or?
Well, I mean, I used to drop them every now and then. I would drop a compilation every so often, but I mainly, you know, have relegated those type of projects to maybe just a iTunes release or something along those lines. But I may do it one day. I may do it again one day, just, you know, get the click together and put out a compilation. But I just hit a zone where I was dropping so many just solo releases, man, and like you say, just trying to push the envelope as far as I can as dropping quality projects, man, because that's another thing that gets lost in the game, because you do have a lot of artists that drop a bunch of projects, but sometimes, man, it's an illusion. You know, sometimes some of these dudes are kind of being tricky in how they do it, because you say, oh, man, this guy, he dropped 4 albums last year, but it'll be a straight-up solo album. It'll be a compilation. It'll be just some rigged-up stuff, and it's not a good, legitimate, pure 4 album release. You know, my thing is, if I want people to look at every project I dropped and say, well, not only did he dropped three quality albums. You could tell that it wasn't rushed. You could tell that the work was put in. I dropped The Maven, and I dropped Therapeutic, and I dropped Plantation Rebellion all last year, and I can guarantee you that anybody can listen to those albums and they can say, okay, you know what? These could have came out a year apart from each other, and they would have still received the same respect of people feeling like the time and the quality was put there. And I can say with honesty, none of the lyrics were old lyrics, recycled stuff I already had. None of the songs were sitting up. Everything that dropped was
dropped specifically in that, written and dropped in that time frame. So, I mean, I pride myself on that, not cheating the game and not cheating the people who support the music.
Right. Yeah. You've given the people, you know what I'm saying, enough of a catalog to where they'll be able to have a huge collection for the rest of their lives to fall back on. You know, but what about this? Every rapper has got that vault box, you know what I'm saying, with stuff that he didn't put out. Do you have anything like that? Do you have tracks that you've never put out? I mean, even going back years. Or did you put out everything?
That's the flip side of what everything I just said, is that I don't have a vault. You know, one of my favorite artists of all time is Prince, man. And I always have heard about this legendary vault of music that Prince has, that they said if he died today, he could drop an album a year for the next 20 years. And they might have said that 20 years ago. So ain't no telling how many songs that he got laid up. But my thing is, everything I make, I put out, you know, I release, you know. So I don't really have 300 or 400 songs, even 40 or 50 songs just sitting up somewhere, because if I did, I'd release them. So, I mean, if it's not good enough, if it's not good enough, it won't even make it to a beat, because my lyrics come first. So what happens is, I would never get to a point where I record a song and then once it's finished, be able to say, well, nah, the song ain't good enough. Because if the lyrics are good enough, then the song is good enough. That's how I look at it. Even if everybody else in the world think the beat is trash, if the rhymes is tight, the song is tight. So I'm putting it out.
Yeah. And I respect that too, because you do have such a massive catalog of music. You know, it's almost like you got vault box anyway. I mean, to go get all your albums, you know, you're gonna have to buy at least a couple dozen, no?
Well, and then on top of that, on another thing to piggyback on what you just said, I mean, at this stage of my career, as long as I've been doing it, it's still a billion people that don't even know I exist. You see what I'm saying?
Unfortunately.
There's people in my own city that don't know who I am, that have never heard of me. So when the day comes when they do hear about me on a massive scale, then that's what it's going to be like. It's going to be like a vault, because I get it now. I get people right now that send me messages. They inbox me. They contact me. They run into me on the street, and they tell me, man, I just became familiar with your music 6 months ago, or I just started listening to you a year ago, just heard about you 2 years ago, which is recent. And then they start speaking about how they plan on going back, or they're in the process of going back and collecting all the albums. So, I mean, that's a new experience for them, and it's a good experience for me, because it extends my time in the game. You know, and a lot of times, these are younger people. You know, these are younger people. If somebody comes up and they 25, 20, 18, 19, even 30, even if you're 30 years old, you know, you're considerably younger than me. So that just adds more time to my career, because I'm fresh and I'm new to them. You know?
Yeah.
So, and if I catch you at 14 or 15, that just shot me 30 more years into the future. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, I take it as a blessing. And I look at it from the standpoint of that, you know, it's still way too many people who don't know nothing about me. And when they get to know, when they finally find out, it's going to be a lot of music waiting for them.
A lot. We had the other day, we had Sir Jukebox on the show. Now, he's obviously going back many years in Houston rap history. Do you know him back in the day? Do you have any memories of him?
Oh yeah. Me and Jukebox go way back. I don't know if he remembers. He might, but I mean, you know, back, you know, Jukebox was one of the original Ghetto Boys. When most people know the Ghetto Boys as Willie D, Bushwick, and Scarface, but there was a set of brothers that was in the Ghetto Boys before that group that we know and love today, and it was Jukebox, Johnny C. Reddy Red was there, and Bushwick was there, but Bushwick was a dancer. And, you know, Jukebox was the guy, man. And back in the 80s, you know, he was just like
anybody else doing this thing on the north side. We was on the south side, and we used to battle rap and all that. And him and Raheem the Vigilante, they came up to my school one time looking for me. You know, they came trying to seek me out, battle me, because I was killing cats back in those days, you know. So, I mean, I live for moments like that, and all I remember is that they came to the school, and somebody's like, man, it's some dudes walking around the school, man, with big old Run DMC dookie ropes on, and they looking for you. I said, they looking for me, and I didn't care who they were. I didn't know who they was at the time. I didn't care. I'm like, okay, well, they finna find me today. So yeah. It didn't take long, and I hit the hallway, and there they was, man. It was Jukebox and Raheem, and they was clean as a whistle, man. You know, they had on, like, say, the Run DMC, just like they looked on the Ghetto Boys album cover, you know, on the Making Trouble album, the classic Ghetto Boys album, Making Trouble. And, you know, man, we squared off in the hallway, man. It's like a movie, man. And right when we was getting ready to square off, one of the teachers came through and told him, hey, man, I don't know where y'all come from, but I know y'all don't go to this school, so y'all got to go. So he ran them off. So I'm sitting in, and you notice I'm telling the story like it happened yesterday, because I remember it like it happened yesterday. I'm sitting in second period. My head is about to explode, because that's how mad I am. That's how hot and fuming I am that I couldn't get these dudes, you know. So by lunchtime, which was probably about two periods later, somebody told me they were still at the school, because I thought they had went home or whatever, went back to their own school or whatever. And somebody said, man, they still here. I was like, what? So at that time, you know, in high school, I don't know how they do it, but in my school they had first lunch and second lunch. I took first lunch, so I had already had lunch. So by second lunch, I'm sitting in English class just chilling when I find out that they were still there. So I remember, man, and to this day, I still don't know how it happened, but I begged my English teacher to let me leave out the class to go get these dudes, and which is the craziest thing in the world, and I don't know why a teacher would even let a student, would even entertain that, but my teacher let me leave, and I left the class and went straight to second lunch, and I found them, and it was crazy because, like, we used to always battle in, like, the corners of the hallway, because if somebody was beatboxing, the echo sounded live, sounded real good when he was beatboxing the corner. So I backed into the corner. It was like me, and it was those two. It was Raheem and Jukebox. And they came up, and they facing me, I'm facing them. And the whole cafeteria, which probably was about 300 people, all I saw was a wave of people just piling, trying to come into the corner to see what was going on, man. When all those people got up, here come, like, the principal and everybody else, man. They made them leave for real this time. That's just one of the memories. The main, me and Jukebox had a little rivalry, you know, back in those days, man. We used to go at it, and it was so fun, man, you know, looking back on it now, because we were serious, man. We were serious back then, but now it's like, I laugh about it now. I don't know if he, you know, think about it or recall it, but, you know, I remember that like it was yesterday. And then Raheem as well, man, you know, because Raheem went on, you know, with Rap-A-Lot, man, and did his thing. And I actually spoke to him a few years back, and we just laugh and trip out about those days, man, because, you know, we took it serious, man. It wasn't about no money. It was just about supremacy. You know, it was about trying to prove that I'm better than you, and he trying to prove he's better than me.
Competition,
so
yeah.
I never,
competitive nature,
yeah.
I mean.
Right.
You needed those guys, and they needed you to test each other, you know, to sharpen
Without
your skills,
doubt,
so
man.
To speak. You know, it's like
And then it was North Side, South Side. You know, it was that was long before the North Side, South Side beef even got going with even with Screwed Up Click and Michael Watts and all that. You know, thank God that fizzled out. But you know, that's what it was, man. It just, at that time, rappers just naturally didn't like each other just because we was rap. I don't like you just because you rap. I never heard you rap before, but I know you ain't better than me. You know, that was the mentality back then, you know. And if you want to prove you are, we can do it right now, you know. And that aggressive, competitive mind frame is what shaped me into the type of rapper that I am right now, you know, to where people right now, even to this day, they listen to some of my songs, my lyrical songs, and they sometimes they ask me, hey, man, who was you talking about when you said this line, such and such and such, and I like, I wasn't talking about nobody. You know, that's how I rap. You know, I just rap aggressive. I rap in a battle mode, a battle style, but I'm not directing it at any individual because I'm also from a school that if I got something to say about an individual, I'm gonna say that individual's name. You know, so I don't do no sugarcoat type of battle rap. I don't do subliminal disses. I don't do that type of stuff. So, you know, I always, you know, get kind of, you know, my eyebrows raised when people ask me, who was I talking about? I'm like, man, I don't get down like that, man. If I don't say a name, I wasn't directing at anybody in particular. When I diss somebody, you're going to know exactly who I am. Even if you don't know the person, you're going to know their name.
But on them other songs, you know, like Murder of the Mainstream, if the shoe fits, wear it. That's the way I look at it.
Oh, without a doubt. In that particular instance, I'm going at the whole industry. You know what I'm saying? I'm going at the whole industry. And it's a situation where it's like, okay, you know what? I might have saw this guy, but he didn't do nothing to me. You know, he didn't do nothing to me. I don't even know this guy personally, but the collection of this whole type of clownish, buffoonish type of music that's being pushed on us led me to write a song where I'm just attacking the whole system of it, the whole mind frame of it. So that's what, you know, Murder the Mainstream was about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a classic. Well, we got 832 in the building. Who's this? 832, you're on the air? Hey, you want to talk? You got K Reno on here. I guess they don't want to talk either. When you press number one, that means you want to talk. But it's all good. Sit in the cut and listen. I look at these, like, you see these videos on YouTube. You got these guys battle rapping against each other. I always say, man, K would just slaughter these guys. Have you ever thought about doing some shit like that?
I've been, I won't say approached, but it's been mentioned to me. Other people have asked me, would I do it? And I can honestly say that, you know, as crazy as this might sound, if the money was right, then I would do it. You know,
yeah.
I made my name battling in the streets. And I did it for the love, and I did it for the fight to be considered the best in my circle and in my section, you know, and that's why we all did it. You know, it's evolved to the point now where it's become, I guess, it's an industry now. You know, it's kind of like a pay-per-view. It's kind of like MMA rapping now, you know. So, I mean, it's a lot of cats that's doing their thing and they doing it good. But, I mean, I don't have the desire to get in it and just do it, you know, like those guys do it. You know, I'm 43 years old. I don't have the desire to just go in and kill like that. So, If the right amount of zeros is put in front of me, I get that desire real fast, though. I can't lie.
Yeah, because I really believe if you were in one of those battles, or even if they put you in one of these ciphers they have. I don't watch BT anymore. You know, I quit watching it when I think they got rid of Joe Claire. But they have all these ciphers and shit like that. And I really believe if you were on one of those ciphers, man, people would just be in awe, like, wow, you know, we
it's
gotta get this dude on, you know.
Those ciphers are mainstream oriented, you know, same thing. Those guys, I mean, I don't have the desire to do it other than, like you said, to just to get that look on that level, you know, because if I was to get that kind of platform. Just being real, which I would go in there and just kill, you know, I would go in there in kill mode, you know, just to get that look. Wouldn't be no disrespect to nobody else, but then I'm gonna get that look, get people inquiring about who I am and what I do. Then I'm gonna revert right back to this chitlin circuit, to this underground where I am, and bring them into my world. So yeah, man. I mean, you know, I think about that type of stuff, man, but. You know, I also know that underneath that, you know, the things that I truly live for and rap for and represent now in 2014, that sector of the game is not going to accept somebody like me unless I slip in through the cracks without them knowing. You know, I'm like Chuck D. I'm a follower of Farrakhan. Don't tell me that you understand till you hit a man. That's me. That's where I am at now. So, I mean, they oppose anything that I would stand for. So if they accidentally let me slide in, I'm decapitating. But if they never do, it's all good. I ain't tripping.
Yeah, it's just like when this show, whenever we broke through to the, we call it the lame stream, whenever we broke through, it was amazing because we're on the show talking shit about these motherfuckers, and then now we're on their sites. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And eventually they shut that shit down. Eventually they're like, nah, we can't be having these guys in the fucking mainstream no more. You know, we can't be doing stories on them. But shout out to sickness.net.
Right.
You guys have been supporting since day one. Everybody go to sickness.net, number one source of gangster rap on the internet. You know, but if cats want to get at you, Kay, they want a verse, booking, what's the best way to do it?
Oh, man, you can hit me up. You can either email me at spckrino, that's spckrino, @AOL.com. You can follow me on Twitter. That's @TheRealKRino, K-R-I-N-O. And you can just hit me on Facebook. You know, I'm totally accessible. I don't have no big team around me. You don't have to go through 99 managers and publicists and all these people to get to me. If it's operated under my name and it's a real account under my name, then I'm the one who's operating it. So when you hit me, I'll message you back and chop it up with you live, however it is, man. That's how it is. No Hollywood activity on this end. You want to hit me up about a verse, about a show, whatever the case may be. I get a lot of people hitting me up from out of state, places that I've never been, inquiring about when I'm coming out that way. You know, my name ain't as big as a lot of some of these cats in the game, so it might be a little harder to get me out there. But, you know, just inquire to your club owners, your promoters in that area, and see if you can make something shake. And if the numbers line up, I'm headed that way.
Yeah, I encourage people to do that, you know what I'm saying? Start a campaign in your area, whatever the fuck you got to do. I would love to see a tour, a K-Reno SPC tour. That would be the shit.
Right.
If you guys could go from one side of the country to the other, north and south, I mean, that would be great right there. So definitely encourage people to inquire about that. You know, now you got a show coming up in Austin. When is that?
That's July the 10th. In Austin, Texas, at this club called Elysium. I'll be out in that area, man. So anybody that's listening up in the Austin, Texas area, Round Rock, Bastrop, anywhere up in that area, y'all come check me out. I got a big show that I'm doing here in Houston this Friday. It's called a summer kickoff concert. And myself and PSK13 going to be rocking the stage live. It's at a place called El Botadito here in Houston, 8445 Gulf Freeway. If you're in H-Town, if you're in 713-281 and you're hearing this message, come to the show this Friday and check us out. We're going to do our thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely got to go. You guys got to go out there and check it out and support. Shout out to PSK13, too. Hell of a MC right there. Very underrated.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely a huge, talented cat right there. Yeah, definitely go out there and support people, you know what I'm saying, get the albums, you know what I'm saying, and get K-Reno, you know what I'm saying, in your city, do what you got to do. Other than that, man, is there anything else you want to say to close it out, K?
Man, I just want to thank God for the blessings, man. Thank you for always showing me love and putting me on the show, man, and giving the underground a platform. I appreciate you, bro. And, you know, just all the people who's been supporting me for all these years. I don't care if you was there from day one or you just heard me for the first time tonight. And now you're on the team where, you know, wherever you get here, whenever you get here, I appreciate you being here. And, you know, feel free to contact me and hit me up, even if it's just to chop it up and say what's up. It's all love.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Welcome back to the show. We have you many more times. Take care of yourself,
Kay. Oh, no doubt, man. I appreciate y'all. Do the same, man. And holler at your boy anytime, big brother.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. That's K Reno, everybody. I strongly suggest that you guys go out and, you know what I'm saying, get his catalog. You know what I'm saying? Start, if I mean, you could go all the way back, you know, the stories from the Black Book and start at the first, you know what I'm saying, the first one. Or you can go in the middle. You can get Time Travel. You can get Alien Baby. You can get the Maven. Just pick up a fucking K Reno album and listen to that shit front to back. And I'm telling you, you're going to want to go and get all these other albums. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Here's the hit list, you know what I'm saying, by K Reno. We're going to be right back. We're going to play a few more songs, and we're going to get up out of here. So check out the hit list.
Oh, Big Ron the Don, and here with the leader of the SPC and the general. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, hit list. They just going down the line, marking off mark-ass niggas that be lying. Know what I'm talking about? Ain't never had a fight in their life.
So many copycat dick TV is where they layin'. I won't even mention murders done by Timothy McVeigh. Bodies float in the river, that's the reason you quiver. Cut your liver to the point to where the insects shiver. And tell me they don't want none, tell me they fool. They say they gang can haunt each from two dead bulls. It's me seen round up, be ready to ride. The why cut a shake with a stop until my arms got tired. See, I'm a real psychopath, I come to set things straight. And John Gacy wasn't tripping off the people he ate. See, if you're biting on my rap style, you're bound to get beat. To add another dead corpse to the freezer full of meat and bags of liquor. He passed away in the mud. The doctors called me just to tell me that they ran out of blood and that they need much more. Cause Nip has skills, that's just some psycho shit I think about doing for real, for real.
It's been years for my words to kick in, it's true. Lines I kicked in 92 got fools today just not going woo. I fuck a wild curse at 9 tonight. He stole my book and read a verse and I ain't blind for life. Understand, my voice is powerful, you never hear gates. I train it by swallowing gas with never clear straight. Elevate, I'm like a rapping running back, I'm so cold. Rushed for 2,000 rhymes last year, went to the flow bowl. See my eyes, look in them deeper, now you're starting to strain. I bring trauma to rappers causing heart attacks in the brain. It's death, so I delete the rules, then murder the ref. You experience me throwing right jabs with my left. Marvelous specimen, mind over matter, master quantum leaping, no panic. I'm in the midst of violent earthquakes and sleeping deep in meditative process. My verses are many, you think you got more flow than K&M. Whatever, bet 20, fool.
You on my hit list and I don't bar ya. I've been waiting to violate you the first time I saw ya. Commit the murder real slow and prolong the pain and swing till the blood pours out like the rain.
You see, it's nothing but murder inside the mind of a sight. Sick ass thoughts makes me vision, pipe the blood in Sprite. Pop the top, drink some if you really ready. See, if you get the machete, then I'll go eat the spaghetti. Eminem, he gon' get fucked out, cause I can't stand him. It's nothing but executions in my memorandum. SBC, it's nothing but a knife in fact. Switch up and chase my thoughts, right? Boy, can you do that? I'm your idol, don't front, you know I'm the man. They'll find you slapped up and wrapped up in two stolen bands. Cut up and bits and pieces till I make him a word. I tried to make him come plural, like a noun or a verb. Something like D-I-G-C-H is a ditch. And if I was a psychopath, white boy, my voice would switch. AKs with 50 round clips is my ammunition. Get crunk and your body parts will come up missing.
I crack out of some rap patterns, the phantasm that left instrumentals with tracks fast. The force of my inner course is like infinite orgasms. In fact, I'm the blacksmith master slashing the sword past them. Murder with both hands, I go agony and they batter. Infecting your whole sex in the amateur is banner. Electrical manuscript, I leave rappers with headshot. To be paraplegic and still put you in a figure four leg lock. So just watch for the red dot. Try me, cause I'll be flashing my hobby. It's red rum and I'm coming. Strong enough to impregnate a dead woman. I drop a scary infection and cancel every connection. You'll be the first man to receive a cesarean section. I go deeper than an extreme marine biologist. Vocabulary so big a tyrannosaurus esophagus couldn't swallow this. K-Reno the seed, 90 ropes couldn't tie me. Most of my victims died happy, just honored to be murdered by me, huh?
You on my hit list and I don't bar ya. I've been waiting to violate you the first time I saw ya. Commit the murder real slow and prolong the pain and swing till the blood pours out like the rain. You on my hit list and I don't bar ya.
I've been waiting to violate you. The first time I saw you, commit the murder real slow and prolong the pain and sway until the blood pours out like the rain.
Hell of a track right there. But, you know, K-Rito's got tracks for days. Man, we got so much music, you know what I'm saying? This guy, and he will elevate, you know what I'm saying, your willingness to want to learn shit. You know, you listen to a K-Rito album, it's you're not just getting enjoyment, you're going to school.
Right,
you know?
And like you said, he's one of them ciphers, one of them battle raps up, man. He would kill the motherfuckers.
He would kill the motherfuckers. I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. If he would do it, you know what I'm saying, just for the sole purpose of getting in there and just wrecking shit to the point to where they gotta fucking shed some light on him, you know what I'm saying, it would open up the door, you know what I'm saying, pretty much. And, you know, you got, at the end of the day, like I said, when you mentioned these lists, all these fucking writers have their lists of their top 10 favorite MCs and this, this, and that. You never hear K. Reno's name, and that's a travesty. It's disgusting. You got to put that man at the top of the list, you know what I'm saying, in the same caliber with these other MCs. Don't be putting no fucking
right.
Jay-Z up in that motherfucker. Get him out of there. I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying? Eminem,
right.
He sounds like a chipmunk. I mean, yeah, he can rhyme. But he sounds like a fucking idiot, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, of course, you know, I respect the cats like Rakim, you know what I'm saying, cats like Kool G Rap, Scarface, dudes that had some brutal lyrics, you know, KRS-One, of course, you know what I'm saying, Spice-One, cats like that get overlooked too. There's a lot of people that we have on the show that get overlooked. I'm sick of that shit. We got a caller
right.
over here. Let's see if this 713 Houston, Texas. What's up? Who is this? Oh, yeah? Yeah, that's an interesting name. I never heard that before. What's up? You calling in the Murder Master Music Show? Okay. All right. Goodbye. That was six. Here, I'm going to show you what six would do. And sometimes what I would do, too, depending on what type of mood I am in. But I would basically, let me see here. Let me find a good one for this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We'll just give him a simple...
Fuck you!
You know? Give him a simple fuck you.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's what six would do to you, you know what I'm saying? Again, we do that, too, on occasion, and then sometimes we would just hit you with this shit.
Shut the fuck up and get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
You know, that's always a favorite, you know, but,
right.
No, when you press number one, you know what I'm saying, if you got a question, you know, don't be afraid. Come on and speak. Ask your questions. You know, that's what the show's all about, too, interacting with the hosts and especially the guests. You know what I'm saying? When a motherfucker like K-Rino comes on, you gotta have questions for this dude. But what's your take on it, Mac? I mean, this guy is just a brutal, vicious MC. Why the fuck hasn't he been recognized? People know him. They know who the... I mean, he was on a commercial with Bun B on MTV. They know who the fuck he is. Why won't they
right,
let talent in the game? It just baffles
me. It's because of the real shit he be speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
And then his style's so cold, they know motherfuckers going to gravitate to it and start liking it. And then once they start, like you said, his shit got the power to make people go dig deeper into what he's saying, so that's why they'll never try to let him come out for real.
Chain reaction.
Yeah.
You know, but we'll get off into another K. Rito song. You know what I'm saying? Grand Deception, that's well on its way to 2 million views, which it should have 200 million views, being how important it is, you know what I'm saying? But, we're going to go with Street Corner Flows. Check this shit out. This is another example of K-Rino's, you know what I'm saying, lyricism.
Street Corner Flows.
plastic. They gon' have to bury your body in your ass in two separate caskets. Shock resistant heat starter. Afraid to take a bath with plugged up electric appliances in the water. My rhymes are like crack against the law. Young players get took to jail just for having K inside the car. I'll make a time machine and blast off. Go to the future, catch your grandkids rapping and bust their ass off. MCs get hooked when I rain on them. These rappers take my rhymes to motel rooms and run a train on them. Call me the style metamorphian. Something to evolve into a bionic bullet releasing scorpion. Got to impress you when I'm in the square. If my rhymes ain't rough enough, I might just vanish in the thin air. Keep that mainstream shit, I'm bringing street tone to flow. Lyrical manslaughter, no time for game playing. Round after round, bucking them down, so what you saying? I kick a thousand with none whack. Understand versions, listen to my words and get pregnant on contact. Swallow my flows, now you're feeling dope. My rhymes like cancer packing sick killer bees eating your stomach out. No matter what city or state, wreck any rapper, breathing loser. Gotta drink a pot of boiling water straight. You either die now or die later. I slap a hater, G, and I put that on your old lady's vibrator. Got more ingredients than gumbo. You bring the rhymes up in a paint, I bet I'll swat them like Matumbo. I might inflict lyrics that kill fast. And Miss Cleo couldn't predict how many times these hands gon' touch your ass. No need to call me, I'm the best at this. See, all I got to do is scan people's thoughts to check my messages. You could be sleep, I'll dig it with you though. I'll take a nap, meet you in your own dream and come and get your hoe.
Y'all don't wanna run, I wanna get
ready, no. Keep that mainstream shit, I'm bringing street cone flow. Lyrical manslaughter, no time for game playing. Round after round, bucking them down, so what you saying? They can't identify the gifted ace. I fake them out because I wake up every morning with a different face. I snap punks and hit the kill switch. Fuck a pitch on the milk carton, they gon' find his ass inside that bitch. It ain't no use for you to try and hide. It's South Park Russian roulette players take turns in hell and cyanide. I'm gunning fools down at high noon. My promotion's so strong, I got posters and shit all on the moon. You wanna run up on the thought spinner? Just show the highlights of me dogging these silly rappers on SportsCenter. Roaches be dying from the way I spit. My rhyme's so dangerous. You gotta wear a rubber when you play my shit. Keep that mainstream shit, I'm bringing street corner flow. Lyrical manslaughter, no time for game playing. Round after round, bucking them down, so what you saying? Keep that mainstream shit, I'm bringing street corner flow. Lyrical manslaughter, no time for game playing. Round after round, bucking your ass, so what you saying?
Get the fuck up out of here. Thanks for joining me as always, man. Shit, you've been on pretty much all 131 episodes except a few. So, you know,
keep hanging around, man.
Salute you for that, man. And almost 100 episodes of KFYB, man. You guys are right there. You know, Sick's got a beautiful knife he's going to be giving away real soon. Nip, Just lace KFYB with a hell of an intro. So we're gonna have to retire Mac's intro into the rafters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
classic,
hang it up.
Classic fucking song. But you got 100 episodes of it. You know what I'm saying? When you go back and listen to those old episodes, that's what you're gonna hear. Shit, man. Gotta thank everybody. We're gonna get up out of here to the terrorists. You know what I'm saying? Mark my words. They were just on the show a few weeks ago. Might have been a month or so ago already, but you know what I'm saying? This Mark My Words by a Terrorist. This off their upcoming album, Car Bomb. Be looking for that shit real soon. If you're the fucking NSA and you're listening to this shit, that's right. I said the Terrorist and Car Bomb in the same sentence. So feds, eat a dick, CIA, eat a dick, all you motherfucking abbreviations, eat a dick, and this is the Terrorist, Mark My Words. We're out this motherfucker. We'll see you tomorrow night with Underground Classics number 48. Shout out to the BG. He's got a hell of a lineup on tomorrow's show. I'm going to read off some of the names that he's going to be playing. Now, that's the thing with Underground Classics. See, UGS Radio, KFYB, you guys got comedy, Murder Master Music Show. We do the, you know what I'm saying, the hip-hop, the pioneers and legends and whatnot. And BG, he plays, he has a mix show. And it's the hottest mix show online. Tomorrow he's got Gangster Pat, the Manson Family, K-Rock, Big Ed, Low Key, Magnolia, Soldier Slim, Murder, Inc., Reckless Clan, DBX, Justice Allah, SPC, K-Reno, Dopey, Murdoch, you know what I'm saying? So he's got Texas, he's got Memphis, he's got New Orleans, he's got all over the place in the show tomorrow night. So check it out, 9 p.m. Central. And then Saturday, of course, KFYB, I believe y'all are on episode 92 or 93. You know what I'm saying? Sunday, we're probably not going to have church rally. I got to take about a week off. You know what I'm saying? I got some personal issues going on. You know, some stuff, you know what I'm saying? But I'll be back soon. But this UGS radio shit ain't going to stop. Oh, and before I forget, get the fucking Underground Society t-shirts. Get that emo. We're going to have them real soon at UGSforlife.com. But those of you listening that know Brother Emo, get at them. Inbox them and let them know what size you want. It's, you know, 2X and up, $20 plus shipping. You know what I'm saying? Anything XL and lower is $15. International shipping, of course, is going to be more. So hit up Emo and let them know what size you need, and he'll let you know how you can get that. But it will be up on the site very soon, so don't forget that shit. But we're out of here. This is Mark My Words by the Terrorists. UGS for life.
Indigenous, Dindigenous, Aboriginal, more. Mark my words. Crooked cop, ex-cop, put your hands on me.
Mark my words.
Yeah, I'ma lay you out like ceramic tile, you fucking pig.
Mark my words.
Real talk coming out the mouth of a terrorist. Repeat this.
Mark my words.
I'ma get you, crooked ass cop, you going down hard.
Yeah, mark my words.
52 bruises, battered and scarred, body left charred.
Mark my words.
Illegal search and siege, looking for the weed and cheese.
Mark my words.
Run up on you wearing all black from my attack. You screaming, please.
Mark my words.
Heard you bumping your gums, I'll catch you on streets, motherfucker.
Yeah. Mark my words.
Try to set me up undercover, you quack, better be good ducker.
Mark my words.
Heard message you left on phone, wanna see me gurgling.
Mark my words.
Stop fantasizing, grind you into BC powder when I'm murdering.
Mark my words.
I'ma get you when I get you, I'ma get you good.
Mark my words.
I'ma get you when I get you, I'ma get you good.
Mark my words.
I'ma get you when I get you, I'ma get you good.
Mark my words.
I'ma get you when I get you, I'ma get you good.
Mark my words.
You gon' die looking for informants in my hood.
Mark my words.
I'ma get you when I get you, I'ma get you good.
Mark my words.
Call the stone tablets, terrorists vow to bring all cops and ex-cops down.
Mark my words.
Jump on same train, you won't pull your car, next stop clown.
Mark my words.
Terrorists move in triple darkness, recognize blacks.
Mark my words.
This life is street gangster politics, so we terrorize tracks.
Mark my words.
Be careful, God, now ain't the time to have lack of hearing.
Mark my words.
Illicit, dirty, covert operations of extortion and racketeering.
Mark my words.
I'ma get you when I get you, I'ma get you good.
Mark my words.
I'ma get you when I get you, I'ma get you good.
Mark my words.
I'ma get you when I get you, I'ma get you good.
Mark my words.
I'ma get you when I get you, I'ma get you good.
Mark my words.
Fuck fuzz, wanna pull me over at night looking for a right spot.
Mark my words.
Slave niggas, black police, still showing out for white cops.
Mark my words.
Break aftermath, out jail, with cell plan.
Mark my words.
Terrorists, we hate cops like dogs hate mailmen.
Mark my words.
It's chess game, I play well, Peckerwood gun fall.
Mark my words.
Lauryn Hill even said you lost one, you can't win all.
Mark my words.
Saw you 4 or 5 times, you ain't see me, stood right next to you.
Mark my words.
On assignment, M-O-B, J-O-B, what's to do you?
Mark my words.
I'ma get you when I get you, I'ma get you good.
Mark my words.
I'ma get you when I get you, I'ma get you good.
Mark my words.
I'ma get
you. When I get you, I'ma get you good.
Mark my words.
I'ma get you. When I get you, I'ma get you good.
Mark my words.
Terrorist front street, packing heat, got it good, son. 50 G's a beat. Terrorist front street, packing heat, got it good, son. 50 G's a beat. Terrorist front street, packing heat, got it good, son. 50 G's a beat. Terrorist front street, packing heat, got it good, son. 50 G's a beat.
Indigenous, Aboriginal, more.